Banff. A push for the town of Banff to set aside land it owns near Banff Mineral Springs Hospital for some type of seniors housing facility is a step closer to reality. With support from the Banff Inclusive Housing Committee, BIHC, Councillor Ted Christensen asked his council colleagues to set aside municipally owned land adjacent to the hospital on Wolf Street for a building that would support healthy aging for seniors and/or residents with disabilities. Following his request, the Governance and Finance Committee asked administration to bring back a report within the first 3 months of 2022 on a process to rezone, and how to access and hold, the town-owned lands for dedicated seniors or accessible housing. This premise is founded in providing more housing and long-term care for the seniors and disabled of Banff, said Cown. Christensen during the committee's service review meeting on Monday, December 13. The need has been established and accented by the numerous residents who have had to leave Banff at vulnerable times in their lives to find care with suitable accommodation. Cown. Christensen said a partnership would be formed to do the work and facilitate the project, noting this needs to consist of a management body, an operating group, private business partners for ongoing support, and donors to fund the capital costs. The need is overdue and this is an opportune time to once again take the responsibility to look after our own, he said. Earlier this month, the Governance and Finance Committee received about 25 letters in support of the land request, including from residents, doctors, other healthcare professionals, and the Banff Mineral Springs Hospital Community Board. A Town of Banff Seniors Housing Survey completed this year indicated 70% of respondents would like to retire in Banff, with over 40% uncertain, however, of where that location might be within Banff. According to BIHC, this town-owned land on Wolf Street is a perfect location for people with decreased mobility and fitness levels, making it easier to access essential services such as the hospital, medical clinics, pharmacy, grocery stores, post office, banks, library, senior center, and hardware store. Karen Thomas, chair of BIHC, said a multi-level, elevator-accessed building with the possibility of varying levels of support might be a good starting point. Adding a universal design concept would complement an aging-in-place model lending to fewer transitions within the complex and community. We know there is pent-up demand for housing like Mount Edith, there is more need for level 3 care, and there is a need for post-operative accessible housing for residents for short-term management, she told council. There are 29 people who have moved from Banff to reside in Origins Canmore and others have moved to Canmore or other places because there was nothing to fit their needs in Banff. We must do better for our seniors and adult disabled. Well-known local, Anita Crosby Batram, whose family has been in Banff since 1907, made an impassioned plea to mayor and councillors to support Cown. Christensen's request. Her father, Robert Crosby, who was active in skiing, golf, the hospital board, the Rotary Club and more, was unable to manage alone in his home by the time he reached his 90s. There was no place for him in Banff. We tried Origin in Canmore, but he wanted to come home to Banff. He constantly piled all his stuff on his walker to come home to Banff. It was a terribly sad year for his family. When he finally got to St. Martha's he had failed terribly, Anita wrote in a letter. How many Banff people are currently in this same boat? I can name many who want to be in Banff. Sam Schultz died recently. He wanted to come to Banff. These people lived and worked in this community. They built this community. They deserve to retire in this community. They deserve to walk to the post office, see their friends, be part of the senior society in Banff. Councillor Chip Olver said BIHC is not at the point in its history to know exactly what will be proposed for the land. They would plan on community consultation to really narrow down on the needs, so I think buying time is important, she said in reference to getting a report from administration. This group acknowledges that they have a lot of work to do and they believe their work would be easier if they were able to say the town is willing to put up in-kind donation in terms of land that they have. Cown. Olver said BIHC also acknowledges there is a lot of fundraising to do, noting construction costs for Phase 1 and 2 at Bow River Seniors Lodge in Canmore were both in the $16 million plus range, plus operating expenses. I think we need to take the step of getting the information and this allows the committee to do some more work and maybe refine what their purpose would be on that land, she said. I am not personally against the idea of that location for a facility that's being discussed, but there is more information to collect.